A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the greatest French novels is considered to be Les Misérables by Victor Hugo. It was made into stage play and film and even opera, and it's an incredible story of misery that's redeemed by mercy. We have poverty represented by Jean Valjean, who is a prisoner, who has stolen bread. We have starvation, represented by Fantine, the prostitute driven by starvation. And child abuse, represented by her daughter, Fantine's daughter, Cosette, who is a victim of so much suffering and abuse. And throughout the whole movie or film or play or novel, depending on which version you might have seen or read, it's a wonderful story, really, of redemption based on mercy. And especially mercy for those who are miserable, those who suffer misery. This reading of the Gospel of Luke calling us, especially this Lent, to be merciful calls us to do the very same thing that Victor Hugo wrote about also. That with all the evil in the world, that it might be made well again and good. That all the war, as represented in the novel, the Battle of Waterloo, might become peaceful. That the injustice be made just. Lies turned to truth, corruption into freedom, and of course, as I say, misery into mercy. So our Lenten testimony, with a world that is suffering just about as much misery as in the time of Victor Hugo, might be one of our challenges, I believe, this Lent, to be just like that, a non-judging, non-condemning, forgiving and giving people who measure out mercy to others, and especially to those who are miserable.